Are there any kind of recommendations for I don't know, you know, any practices around this? I guess it's just sort of seeing this so much in this kind of cheese, you know, there's so much delusion here, like, you know, just, and sometimes, you know, that's not always the case, but it's just, you know, like learning how to work with this in a practical sense.
You know, well, in a practical sense, I mean, part of it is one is having a sense of humor. You know, you can't take yourself too seriously. That's really deadly. And then also in terms of working with things that, you know, rather than, so when you look at sort of, okay, greed, hate, delusion, and all the defilements that are possible, there's a lot. But if one looks at, you know, okay, what's the experience right now? Well, how do I work with it? How do I deal with, okay, there's this particular aversion that's happening, or this particular sort of attraction that's pulling, okay? It's just sort of one at a time, it's just sort of, that's what reminds me of that, when I was the abbot of One Man a Child, and then while the monks were on Aldrin, the lay guest would stay and sweep the grounds, the central area, and the trails that were in there. There's this one layperson who'd been there for a while, and then a new person came out in the morning, and he just arrived, and he comes out, and he lined this up, and the layman who'd been there, he's already sweeping, and this other layman comes out, and he sort of looks, oh, do we have to sweep all this? And the other layman, no, just sweep what's in front of your broom. You know, and it's similar, you know, do we have to deal with all these defilements? No, just the one that's coming up right now, let's work with that.